I would want to sound that warning that Africa, we must be very careful because we are looked at as the next biggest market in terms of growth for the tobacco industry.
Now, looking at smoking, of course, there are indeed side effects. Can you speak on some of the side effects that come from smoking tobacco?
Tobacco is extremely dangerous. It's one of the most dangerous substances we have. It's worse than alcohol because tobacco affects virtually every part of the body.
In Zimbabwe, what is being marketed in order to stop the use of smoking or stop people from smoking?
No, Zimbabwe is not doing enough to conscientize the people on the adverse effects of smoking. We are certainly not doing enough. We were hoping that we would be moving towards passing legislation that decreases the ability of the tobacco industry to advertise, like they've done in other countries where, advertising of tobacco products in the public media, like television, newspapers, is prohibited, where tobacco containers are no longer attractive, In some countries, you cannot make them attractive. They're just white containers, and that reduces the incidence. So we are not, from a legislative point of view, we are doing zero, and we have to improve that.
Speaking on legislature, what is happening in Zimbabwe in regards to laws that prohibit smoking in public? Are those laws there, and how effective have they been?
Now, in terms of the prohibition of smoking in public places, Zimbabwe, I think, has done well on the legislation. You are not permitted to smoke in public buildings, in buses, and so forth. But in terms of implementation of that law, enforcement, rather, of that law, there is nothing being done. People still smoke in combis, in buses.
And what about the effects, Dr. Mazurera, of secondhand smoke? Can you talk about that and how widespread and it affects someone who is subjected to passive smoke, as you said earlier?
Passive smoking is a real hazard. If you're a passive smoker, you're just as good as an active smoker. You are smoking secondhand smoke and you are being forced to smoke. This is a big problem, particularly in the homes. There is no law really, as far as I know, which prohibits, for example, parents from smoking in their houses and subjecting their family to passive smoking. Passive smoking is just as bad. You get the same side effects, same long-term consequences of smoking as someone who actively smokes. And we really need to look at that, particularly passive smoking in public places.
And Zimbabwe, of course, is a huge exporter of tobacco. Does this have any implication?
You see, tobacco starts affecting people before it's processed. The tobacco farmers themselves, the people who pick tobacco, the people who cure it in the barn, are subjected to nicotine and other elements in tobacco as workers. And just growing tobacco itself is a health hazard. And then once we export it, it goes to other lands. And I think more tobacco in Zimbabwe and tobacco is consumed outside of Zimbabwe than within Zimbabwe. What we need to do is really to guard the communities against the use of finished products. That's what we need to do. We need to increase the price of tobacco in Zimbabwe. So the issue of growing tobacco, we do not fight wars on many fronts. I think we can leave the farmers alone for now and concentrate on protecting our people from smoking. Let those who want to grow tobacco and make their money, as long as they send it out. It is the duty of those countries, the recipient countries, to protect their populations because you can't force this on people. That is my opinion. And once we have educated our population and once they know, then we can move on to the issue of the growers, also to protect them.
And Dr. Mazurera, to bring this all back, what is your message to our listeners?
Our advice to all Zimbabweans is smoking is not good for your health. You should never start smoking because it's difficult to stop once you've started. Smoking is one of the worst evils.